This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Fairlane Senior Care. Patient first name is Renee, R-E-N-E-E-E. Last name is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of birth is 12-3-1981. Date of evaluation is 9-20-2022. HPA history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. And to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 40 years old female who was admitted here on 9-14-2022 upon transfer from Detroit Receiving Hospital. Patient reports that she was admitted to receiving hospital on July 27th or 28th. Patient reports that she was on her way from Alabama to Flint. And she suffered from severe respiratory distress. Patient's chart indicates acute respiratory failure, diabetes, morbid obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, pulmonary embolism, chronic congestive heart failure, pneumonia, pressure ulcer, personal history of COVID-19, patient reports that she was traveling to Michigan because her 20-year-old nephew was killed. Patient alleges that his brother stole a gun from somebody and that person came back and shot at nephew's mom, and also a bullet hit nephew who died. Period. Patient is grieving his loss. She reports that he was a fun-loving kid and had been trying to get his life together. Patient expressed sadness over the loss and talked about her relationship with her nephew, who is her brother's son. Patient denied any persistent feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. She was admitted here on Seroquel. Patient believes that they might have used Seroquel when she was, quote, delirious, unquote, at the beginning of the hospital. Here she denies any history of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, or psychosis. Here denies any complaints of increased anxiety. Next paragraph, patient reports that she has two sisters and a brother. Here, one sister lives in Flint, another one is a nurse practitioner. Patient reports that she's separated and has no children of her own. Next paragraph, under review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular non-reported, respiratory shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied prior history of outpatient alcohol Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Prior issue of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Prior issue of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, separated, number of children, none. Her current occupation, patient reports that she did catering work and also used to work in a group home and previously worked in a Mercedes plant. Next paragraph, medical record lab diagnostic test review, Cartram Foreman chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Seroquel 25 milligram. Twice a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 164/81, pulse 97, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general overweight female, demeanor cooperative, motor movements normal, gait lying in bed, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fear, funnel knowledge, fear, judgment, and insight, fear, sleep, and appetite, fear. Next paragraph, under assessment plan adjustment, disorder with depressed mood, F43.21. Plans, no evidence of any history of bipolar disorder, psychosis, patient agreed to trial of discontinuation of Seroquel, no indications for using antidepressants. Staff needs to monitor mood and notify our service when he mood or behavioral problems. Peer will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplement. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.